Yeah, I mean, not speaking French can be, I think, a bit of a problem. And I think, well, his memoirs, of course, have been translated into English, and they're an interesting source, but you don't use them as a reliable source. You use them as a window on the mind. I think at some point, I genuinely hope that the new version of the correspondence can be condensed and translated into English. And put online because that's an enormous resource, but it's a shame if you don't have French, because that is the new thing that's changing all of it. A surprising number of people's memoirs can be found in English. A lot of them, again, we're kind of back to the myth and the popularity. A lot of memoirs of the Napoleonic period were translated from French into English in the 19th century, or the early 20th century, and they're still around. And you can find them and read them. Again, some of them more reliable than others, but they make important source material. I think there are some collections of documents from the Napoleonic period that have been put together, and kind of they're useful. But I think probably more for A level and lower level undergraduate. I think so. People, senior undergraduates, that kind of thing. There is a paucity of stuff. We need, I think, good collections of documents for the Napoleonic period. The same kind if we have, say, like the Longman Companions for the French Revolution. I think we need more like that for the Napoleonic period to follow that French Revolution model.